You're listening to SBS News.
In Brisbane, to address investors ahead of the budget, Treasurer Jim Chalmers was delivering more bad news.
The world economy is a dangerous place right now. The storm clouds are gathering in the global economy, and no responsible government could ignore that as they finalise a budget.
New forecasts by Treasury are quantifying the international pain, revealing the outlook for global growth has been downgraded by 0.75 percentage point this year, by 1 percentage point in 2023, and 0.5 percentage point the year after. But as Pradeep Philip from Deloitte Access Economics explains, those international impacts are yet to hit home in Australia.
But what is also the case is that the Australian economy has been doing pretty well. It's got through the pandemic really well with good policy settings, and now we have unemployment at nearly 50-year lows. That doesn't mean we can rest on our laurels. The greatest risk for Australia is complacency.
Pressures on the budget are rising in five key areas. The interest on the national debt will grow at around 14% a year over the next 4 years. Spending on defence will go up 4.4%, the NDIS 12.1%, hospitals 6.1%, and aged care 5%. The Treasurer says those pressures will influence the choices in this year's budget.
We will put a premium on what is responsible and affordable and sustainable and best targeted to this complex combination of economic conditions that we confront.
Under scrutiny by Greens leader Adam Bandt, the Stage 3 tax cuts, which impact high earners.
No one wants them anymore. People in the Labor Party don't want them. Economists don't want them. The public doesn't want them.
But Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, speaking to reporters in Sydney today, was quick to quell speculation of even mild tweaks.
Well, the government hasn't changed our position. The government hasn't changed our position.
Is that a guarantee there will be no changes to the stage?
That is exactly what I have said.
His speech at the Western Sydney Leaders Dialogue emphasising responsible fiscal management, prompting further questioning.
Isn't that you laying the groundwork to amend or claw back some of those Stage 3 tax cuts?
No, that's me being economically literate.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton says any changes would constitute a broken promise to the Australian public, speaking here on the Nine Network.
Their cost of living pressure goes up and up and up every day, and they were relying on this Prime Minister. People voted for this Prime Minister. They entered into home loans, factoring in the savings that they would make, knowing that interest rates were going up, and now we're looking at a complete betrayal of that trust.
Mr Albanese brushed off those claims.
It appears that the opposition haven't quite got the memo. They're still looking for areas of disagreement, of playing the old politics.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.